Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. KSJE 851, Monday morning here on KSJE. That means it's time for our Monday reboot segment. That is when we talk technology with my guest, Lewis Campbell from Synergy Computer Systems here in Farmington. Lewis is joining us by video link. There he is this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to see you and hear you. And so what's been going on in the technology world the last week or so? What have you noticed?
China and Taiwan and all this riffraff with Nancy Pelosi visiting Taiwan and, you know, stirring up Chinese officials is having an effect on the supply chain for electronics. So one of the interesting things that happened recently is Apple issued a warning to all their suppliers to be very, very careful about how they label their, you know, items that they include in Apple's products.
Right.
There's very specific labeling that the Chinese government requires for stuff that's made in Taiwan. It can't say made in Taiwan. It has to say made in, you know, I forget what the Chinese verbiage is, but it basically indicates that Taiwan is a province owned by, so to speak, by China. And so Apple's very, very concerned because if one of their suppliers mistakenly puts made in Taiwan on one of their, you know, items, then it's going to get caught up in Chinese customs. And Apple's, of course, getting ready to release like a newer version of the iPhone and so forth, so that, you know, they don't want to miss those deadline dates. But it's not just Apple. There's a lot of electronics manufacturers that are worried about the same kinds of things, not just the Taiwan labeling, but just other things that are related to stuff that's manufactured in Taiwan and just by that out of necessity has to ship through China and go through Chinese customs.
Interesting, right. So, but you mentioned supply chain, but I know supply chain was having problems even before Nancy Pelosi went to China.
Oh, yeah, this is on top of the rest of the heap, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, there you go.
Interesting. We've had a little power fluctuation here in the last second or two, so I believe we're still talking and on the air, so we'll keep going. And flashing lights behind me, that means that's what's been going on. But yes, the other thing I want to mention to you, Lewis Campbell, was Google is suing Sonos over their smart speaker and voice control technology. And I thought that was interesting with the Alexa systems and the Google Home systems that we're seeing more and more of. Google trying to see if Sonos is using some of their materials. I don't know.
And you know, it's quite possibly true, right? Voice recognition technology in general all stems from some basic algorithms and so forth that were developed by essentially one group of people. But I think in that case, and I'm going to confess to not being as up to this on this as you are, but I think in that case, it has more to do with the content, right? So a lot of this voice recognition stuff, there's two pieces to it, right? There's the voice recognition and there's all the data you can get by saying, hey, Alexa, give me this, or hey, Google, give me this. I think this has a lot more to do with that huge database of content that comes up when you ask for stuff like that. And it could have to do with the data that it uses for voice recognition. So, you know, stay tuned. We'll have to see how that turns out.
Right, right. Well, and again, anytime we use, you know, voice technology, right, our voices are going to some database somewhere, right, if we're asking for information. And so the computer or the server has to interpret what we're asking for and then figure out what it is, get that information, and then spit it out back to us, right, whether it's your voice or displaying something on a screen or what have you. So there is that. You mentioned the new iPhone, and of course there's news about that. iPhone, I think, 14 is what's coming up next that Apple will be unveiling here, gosh, shortly, I think, right?
Yeah, it's like, and I, honestly, it's hard for me to keep up with the iPhone versions, right? My son has a iPhone 11, and it's like, wow, they're up to 14 now. So, you know, and there's a lot of people that are still watching Apple, right, to see, like, a lot of people believe that Apple hasn't really created anything new and innovative since Steve Jobs passed away, and they're waiting. You know, because Apple just keeps up coming out with new versions of what they already have.
Right.
So people are waiting to see if Apple can pull off the kind of innovation that they were pulling off when Steve Jobs was still around. So,
very, very true.
Again, stay tuned.
Okay. Anything else that you have noticed the last week or so before we run out of time? We have a couple minutes left.
Yeah, and I don't remember if we talked about this last week, but, you know, in Congress, the Democrats are looking to codify net neutrality. We talked, you know,
oh, we did talk about net neutrality,
yeah.
Sure.
So that process is still going on as well, and we're still waiting to see how that comes out. We also talked before about all the IPO or not IPOs, all the quarterly reviews that are coming out for the stocks of all these big companies, and that's happened, and that kind of Meta did a little bit better than people thought, but pretty much kind of went the way it was expected to. So the tech industry is still kind of hurting a little bit from things that are going on, largely the economy, the supply chain, and also what's hurting all kinds of other businesses is the fight around employees, around finding talent with, in this post-COVID world where people are starting to say, no, I'm not going to work for you unless you give me more than what you were giving me before. So,
interesting.
Yeah.
Right, and I think these companies are saying we need our employees to do more with less employees, right? They're going to maybe put a freeze on hiring, or I don't know if we've heard of layoffs, but asking, I think, all their existing employees to kind of up their work levels, right?
Yep, and we talked about that too. You know my personal opinion on that. I don't think that's going to work. I think we're in a world now where people have realized, honestly, people, especially in the tech industry and in retail and food service, have realized that they can get more. And I'm not just talking about money, but in terms of everything.
Yeah.
And they're really less willing to settle for what they've been getting, and that's causing a lot of trouble. You know, on the other hand, you have employers that are saying nobody wants to work anymore, and I think that's going to be a long-term thing we got to keep looking at.
Right. One thing I'm going to watch next, maybe probably a quarter, maybe three months or so, but I think we're going to see some fallout in the streaming companies, because I think folks are not going to be able to keep affording different individual streaming subscriptions, right? And I think we're going to see a little bit of fallout on some of that. We're already seeing it. I think, the CNN Plus debacle, the merger with Discovery Plus and some of these things, I think we'll probably see more of that as the weeks and months go on.
Yeah, I think it's a combination of people not being able to afford it or wanting to afford it and jumping ship, and just the competition amongst those companies and the escalating costs that they've been starting to rein in on. I think Amazon's model is the best fit for that. If you're using Amazon Prime, you notice that you go into Amazon Prime and it basically says, here's what's available on all the other services. We're going to give you a one-stop shop to see what's out there. Now, if you click something that is available on another service, you might still have to pay for that service. But I think what I'm saying is, I think that's the beginning of where we're going to go. Because like you said, people are not just fed up with having to afford all these different services. I think they're also getting fed up with even the logistics of having to pick, is it on this service? Is it on this service?
Right.
And so if you get someone that's able to roll that up into a one-stop shop, people are probably going to use that.
That would be convenient for sure. I agree with you. And I think people were saying, we had cable and satellite services and all these channels, and people didn't want to pay for all these channels, but now we have all these satellite or streaming services, and we're kind of in the same boat. We're still paying about as much as we used to pay, maybe for the cable and satellite and having all these choices, but we're not really watching all of them. So anyway, we'll see what happens. We'll be here to talk about it when it happens, so we'll see. So, wonderful. Lewis, thanks for joining me this week. Always appreciate it.
Thank you. Everybody have a great day.
All right.
Week.
You too. Thank you very much. That is Lewis Campbell from Synergy Computer Systems. He is my guest every Monday with our Monday Reboot segment right here on KSJE Farmington. Have a great Monday, everyone. See you back here tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. My guest, Jamie Church, coming in tomorrow from the Farmington Chamber of Commerce. We will see you then, everyone. Have a great Monday. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.